I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 877, How to Be with the Dying. Over the past year, I think I've done more funerals, memorials, celebrations of life services than any other one year in all of my ministry. In fact, I have two more coming up. And that means that I've had the honor, and I choose that word specifically, the honor, to be with people as they're dying, and they know it. Now, for some, being around a dying person is uncomfortable. It's awkward. I mean, what do you say? What do you not say? What if you mess up? Today, let's see if we can help, as we love better those who are dying. This podcast is T2G, or The Two Greatest, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor all the way to the end of their life. The Compline prayer that I love so much goes like this. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Now there's a lot there, but what about the bless the dying part? How can we join God in what He's doing there at that very pivotal point in a person's life? The end. Joseph Grinney, with Crucial Learning, wrote a helpful article for us. Now, for the purpose of the discussion, Grinney assumes that the person dying is someone that's close to you, not just someone you don't know, and they feel safe with you, and there's some level of intimacy. He says, when this is true, a friend shows up. Now, let me walk you through the highlights of the article. Here's just a couple things that stand out to me. Probably the first question is, can I say anything useful? Well, the answer is, I don't know. But the truth is, the person wants your presence more than they need your profound insights at that moment. And there's no magic words. There's just love. Now, this may surprise you, but I also found that in ministry, we tend to think in those moments that we should be more tentative instead of more direct. And Joseph says, and I think it's true, that no, this is the time to be more direct in a loving way. So here's my paraphrase. This is not the time to hold back the I love yous, or the I'm sorry's, or the I'm proud of you, or I forgive you. Not talking about the elephant in the room only helps the elephant, not us. Listen, podcast family, the person is dying and you can't fix it, but you can love them in the moment like Jesus. One way to do that is to avoid the nebulous comments like, just let me know if there's anything I can do to help. I know we mean well by that, but sometimes that just puts one more stressor on the dying person. Instead, Joseph says, you might use a pen and paper and ask the person, what is stressing you out right now? And just write down everything they say. And then you can pick one or two things that you can do something about. Maybe you can make that call, or mow the lawn, or do the dishes, or write the letter, or pay the bill, whatever it is. All right, we're just getting started thinking about this topic, and I think your mind may be rolling, and I hope it is. Here's the great question. What is the greatest example of caring for the dying that you've ever witnessed? And what makes that stand out to you? Let's pray this caregiver's prayer from HospiceSouthwest.com. Dear God, help me to better understand and believe that I can do what needs to be done. Forgive me for the times even now when I question your judgment. As I go about the many daily tasks of caregiving, give me energy. As I watch my loved one oh so slowly walk across the room, give me strength. As I listen and answer his or her repeated questions just one more time, give me patience. As I look for solutions to whatever is the most recent concern, give me wisdom. As I reminisce with him or her about the good old days, give me moments of laughter over the fond memories. As I get to know my loved one in a new way, seeing both his or her strengths and frailties, give me joy. As I sit beside my loved one's bed waiting for his or her pain medication to take effect, give me comfort and peace too. Lighten my burden, answer my prayer, and give me the strength to do what so often seems impossible. Give me a quiet place to rest when I need it, and a quieting of my anxieties when I feel overwhelmed. Change my attitude from a tired, frustrated, and sometimes angry caregiver to the loving and compassionate one I want to be. Remain my constant companion as I face the challenges of caregiving. When my job is through and it's time to let go, help me to remember that he or she is leaving my loving arms to enter your eternal embrace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 878. And in the meantime, if you're around someone who is dying, It is a privilege. Don't be afraid of it. There aren't right words, just right love. Jesus is with you, and with him or her too, always teaching us how to be with the dying.